Now your dental profession's been mentioned. I read somewhere, and you tell me whether this is true, that Tony Window worked for you as a
Tony came across to train as, yeah, when they first went professional at rugby, they then started getting to do little part-time jobs. Oh. You know, so they could do sort of 20, a job for 20 hours and do some, then do the rugby, you know, the first year really of professional rugby.
Yeah.
So Tony was, I think he was, didn't have a job at the time, or he had to pack his job because he could try and do the 20 hours. So I persuaded him to try and train as a, you know, a technician. So he came over and he suddenly had a year plus with us training as a technician. But rugby went on, became more professional, so obviously then didn't have the time to pursue that career. But he did come work for me at the time, In fact, I had quite a lot of work from my dental professional at the club.
I can imagine.
Necessary
sometimes.
Yeah, if Tom Durkin wasn't around, quite often I was asked to, you know, do a few stitches.
I was going to say, you stitch up Mike Burton on one of
Mike Burton
in the bath, I think.
Well, we used to have a great big bath in the old changing rooms, and he jumped into the bath full of cold water, and Keith Richardson brought his knee up, and Mike Burton split his lip. So I had to put some stitches in Burton's lip. That probably took about 40 stitches with his lip. there's another one played Leicester, I think it was Leicester Extras, and just right under the clock their number 8 came off, and I tackled him and he went off, and I think we clashed heads. And they said, oh, can you stitch somebody up? Never thought anything about it. And he came in the room and he said, oh no, you're the one that did it. But to be fair, he said, you know, as soon as I stitched him up, he said, come on, I'll buy you a beer, you know. And that's what it was right there.
On another occasion, I think you treated Zahir Abbas, didn't you?
I was at the festival. I thought I'd had a nice afternoon off, and I was going across to the Cheltenham Festival, skiving work again, you know, and Arthur Russell was there, and he said, "Paul, sorry, I can't go out to bat. He's got toothache." So I had to take Zahir back to the surgery, which wasn't far away, and do some emergency treatment, and he came out to bat at number 7. I don't think he got any runs, so I was probably to blame. But that's true, yeah. But was called on for my services.
Going back to your Stroud days.
Yes.
A lot of ex-Gloucester players playing for Stroud around that time. In 87, I think it was, that would be your last season, wouldn't it? There was this remarkable Stroud team. And this was the first year of the leagues, wasn't it, 87?
That's right. Yeah, we got different people came up. John Gadd played a few games. It was Mark Tunstall, not Paul Tunstall, that came up. We had
Steve Baker
was up. Trevor Davis had been up, who played in Gloucester in the early 70s,
and Jerry Perrins, who went on to play about 90 games for Gloucester.
He was playing as a young lad then, Jerry. Very talented player, very sort of elusive runner.
Only I looked at that team and I reckon those players between them had eventually played 1,000 games for Gloucester.
Mike T came and played a few games, yeah.
So there was quite a Gloucester camaraderie.
That was a good season, was it? It must have been.
No, we didn't. In fact, I think we got relegated in the league.
Really?
We were all new to it. We didn't realise the importance of it. And you only played about 10 league games.
Yeah.
And we hadn't realised it was going to take off. And Lydney were in it, and I think Lydney won both the games against us. I think it was only about 8 teams, probably 12, 15 games.
That was the old 4 South, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Which is now 2 South with the Championship and the Premiership.
We just weren't aware of the importance of how it was going to take off.
No.
But that was playing at a pretty high level, level 4.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Well, we had a strong fixture this then. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, we played, you know, those couple of years as captain, we played Gloucester, we played Bristol, and 1 year we played Bath, and Bath had something like 12 internationals out. That was a rearranged fixture. And we only lost about 20 points to 7 down there because they wanted in fact, it had been frosting. They had about 6 weeks off and wanted a game before the cup game. And then you played in the, you had the games against Lydney, you know, Cinderford, you know, a lot of, you know, Met Police, all these straight down, you know, and a lot of the Welsh clubs.
Yeah.
Or the second tier Welsh clubs, you know.
Yeah. So you were playing effectively in the league, you were playing what you regard as lesser clubs.
And you wouldn't target those as your main games, you know. You still thought of your main games as your Gloucester, Bristol, Bath, you know.
Because this game that I was talking about, was actually against Salisbury,
right?
In the league, the one, you know, with Teague and Gadd and Parslow and Baker and Perrin. And merited a whole column in the Times.
Because of the players who were involved. We're just fortunate, you know, people would come up and play those odd games because it was still amateur for them. So they could move around, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of the real registrations were only just coming in then, do you know what I mean? So people would move around, a little bit.
Yeah. So what was it like taking the step down, if you like, to play for Stroud? Or was it a step down from... It wouldn't have been, though, from United.
What happened was, I went training that summer.
Mm.
I just had 2 years as United captain. And Trevor Davis had been on to me about going up to Stroud, and I'm in an hour in it. And I was actually, first game of the season, I was selected, I think, on the bench for Gloucester at Swansea away. And in that week before, and I made my decision, I was going to go up to Stroud. Mm. And Alan Brin said to me, don't go, you'll still play main games in United. But I felt then I wanted to play every week. I was getting older. And I was 33, I think, something like that. And if I wanted to carry on playing, I couldn't just play every 2 or 3 weeks. I wanted to play every week and get a game every week. And there were good young players coming through, you know. And all I was going to do was be holding up other players. Mm. You know, you've got the Derek Morgans, you know, Jim Breeze, all these young players coming through. And I just felt I would be holding those players up.
Yeah.
And I'd had my time. Mm. I'd had 10 seasons now. Never the last 2 years, you know, 2 years as captain of the United. Mm. And never regretted it. I did find the difference. The pace was different.
Mm.
You know, I always remember playing the first game in the centre, and you go and make a little half break, and whereas you're expecting somebody on your shoulder, you wait for a second and for the cavalry to arrive, and by then you've taken a hit, you know. So I didn't play very well when I first went up to Stroud. You know, I struggled a little bit, you know, because you didn't have the support players around you, and then you had to adapt to doing more on your own. So I got to be honest, I didn't play very well when I first went up there.
Yeah. I don't suppose anything to do with the underperforming, let's say, that Stroud in that particular season, we're talking about those ex-Gloucester players there. Were they missing the buzz of a big crowd? So
you can't replicate Kings Own, can you?
No.
You could never replicate Kings Own. No. You do miss it. You do miss it. That is what you miss. Mm. You miss the crowd. The atmosphere, walking around town. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I can remember the first full season when I was down there. I picked the first week, we played the Harlequin Sevens. Then the next week I was playing against Coventry Extras, and I went up into town with parents, I think, in the Saturday morning, and I had 3 or 4 people stopping me saying, "Good luck this afternoon," and they said, "You're playing against the England Centres." And I thought, "Who's the England Centres?" So I didn't know much about rugby then, and it was Messrs Duckham, not Duckham, it was Priest and Evans. And they were playing for Coventry Extras against us. Mm-hmm. But the buzz around Gloucester, it was all that these two England centres, and I was actually playing against them. Because the first team had Barry Corliss and a chap called Wardlow.
Yeah.
Big time. They were playing in the Coventry first team against Gloucester.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the buzz. It was the buzz around Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then you go down to the Grange and you get the buzz. And you mentioned the shed walking up. So even in the United games, you'd get crowds in those big games like that. Yeah. You'd have 1,000+, wouldn't you, down there? A couple of thousand maybe for that game.
And Priest was a terrific player.
That's right.
And wonderful break.
He
could beat players, you know, for fun.
I can't remember much about that game, but you know, it was just the whole thing that you're, you know. And I said, I always remember afterwards, I didn't know who the England centres were.
Then I suppose over to Frommel Park, a few hundred.
So, yeah, there's a big difference. You everybody goes and plays for their own club, but there's just nothing like Gloucester.
No.
You know, it's your ambition. It's my ambition. From when I was down at university, I'd love, you know, playing rugby. Yeah. You see Gloucester doing well in the cup and things like that. You want to, you know, you want to play.
But you must be sad about Stroud, the way...
Very sad. They've gone very sad. Like very, that. Very sad. Yeah. Mm. You know, and I'm very sad to see, you know, a lot of local clubs all struggling. I think it's the way the game's going nowadays. Teams can't get second or third teams out.
Well, a famous club like Treadworth
has
disappeared.
Very sad. You know, Gloucester, there's so many things for the youngsters to do nowadays, you know. I think Gloucester need to play more Friday night games. Because I've got this, I know players like Fred and Nat disagree with me. They want to watch rugby on Saturday afternoon at Kingsland. But I think there's got to be more games on a Friday night. Because I think out that 15,000 at Gloucester, and you do get some good atmosphere on a Friday night, you might get another 2,000 going out and either playing or supporting Cinderford, Hartbury, local clubs. And I think for local rugby, that would be a must.
Well, with the television schedules, it does mean there are more games on a Friday.
Yeah.
Tending to play.
Yeah, I think this year has probably been right. There's been quite a number. Yeah. And I just hope that, you know, just the odd days you get people, you know, if it's, you know, 5 or 6, you say, oh, we'll meet tomorrow. We'll go down and watch, we could go and watch somebody play Gordon League or something like that.
Yeah.
It'd be good, you know, have a beer and watch Gordon League.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what we need. That's what we need in this area.
Yeah.